Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, A10 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Julio Diaz. He is the host of the Pensacola Movie Club on Thursdays. They like to watch a movie. And then also, he is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, heard here on News Radio on Saturdays at 4 o'clock. Julio, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So this movie you guys watched, Five Nights at Freddy's, is I remember when my boys were really into this game and loving it and terrified of it and enjoying it. And it seems like that was about a decade ago. It seems like it's been a while. So first question for you is this the right time for this, or is this kind of how things are? It just takes a while to get them made.
It's pretty close to a decade since the first game came out. There have been several games at this point. And I think this has kind of become a pop culture phenomenon. Was the iron a little hotter maybe 4 years ago?
Right.
Yeah, maybe so. But the fact is, it's just taken this long in development on this film, and that happens sometimes. It went through. It was originally going to be made at Warner Brothers, and then it got Warner Brothers dropped out of it, and ended up being made by Universal and Blumhouse. At one point, Chris Columbus was going to direct it. He dropped out of it, and here we are. That being said, doesn't seem to really be hurting anything because. They made this film for something like $25 million, and it's expected to make $50 million plus this weekend at the box office.
Wow.
And that's with it also being available day and date on Peacock. So,
okay.
Yeah, so they look like they have quite a hit on their hands. I think this is going to definitely, you know, if the interest in the franchise has dimmed any, I think it's going to be brought back up here. I'm not going to be surprised if we see another one of these movies. Just because of how well it looks like this movie is going to do, independently of whether it's any good or not.
And then you have the cross bonus of, you know, maybe it rejuvenates interest in the video game, or you get a subsequent one or whatever.
The thing that I think a lot of fans are excited about in this case, too, is that a couple of things. Well, one is that the creator of the video game, because this was an independent video game. This was not like something that came out from like one of the big game
manufacturing things.
This was just one guy that developed this game and built it himself, and it caught on.
I just want for people who may not know, the premise of the thing is you're hired as a night security guard in an old like animatronic driven entertainment venue, like a, you know, a Chuck E. Cheese or something
place,
like Showbiz
Chuck
Pizza.
Cheese.
Yeah. And then at night the possessed creatures come to life and you have to defend yourself against them, like with things like your flashlight. So it's a horror slash comedy is the genre I would tend to put it in. But anyway, go ahead, Julio, you were saying.
Yeah. So he has been heavily involved in the making of this movie, including co-writing the screenplay, and he's a producer, and there's a lot of good, like if you know this franchise, there's a lot of great fan service. And I watched it with my daughter, and she is a big Five Nights at Freddy's fan. So she, you know, was telling me, oh yeah, this and that, and, you know, all the things. I haven't played all the games or anything, so I'm more superficially familiar with it. That being said, is it a good movie? I think it's got a decent third act, but it takes a long time to get there.
That's people who probably play the video games are going to love it, and everybody else is, you know, maybe you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we'll probably watch it with the boys at home, you know, on Peacock or whatever. So
yeah,
that's kind of our approach.
I feel like once we've got the setup, like if they are to make another one of these, I'll be interested in seeing it because the setup is done now and they should just be able to go straight into it. The animatronics look amazing because they were made by the Jim Henson Studio. And they just look, you know, straight out of the games, and they're fantastic, and the way they move and everything is really cool.
All right, we're running a little short on time, but Freelance, After Death, and Inspector Sun, any one of those stand out to you as the one we're seeing this weekend?
In terms of reviews, Inspector Sun is getting pretty good reviews. It's an animated noir with a spider detective.
Okay.
So that's getting pretty decent reviews. Freelance is not getting good reviews at all. It is currently sitting at 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh,
despite a great cast led by John Cena and Alison Brie. And then After Death is a kind of a faith-based documentary. And that was not screened for critics.
Got it. Meant for an audience, as you and I usually say. What are you going to watch next week, Julio?
Not sure yet. Waiting to see what's going to open up. But as soon as we know, we'll post up on Facebook.
Absolutely. Follow him on Facebook at the Pensacola Movie Club. And also listen to him tomorrow here on News Radio at 4 o'clock for Let's Go Pensacola.
If you're a horror fan, if you're excited about Five Nights at Freddy's, you're going to really love this week's show because we're getting really deep into the icons of horror right as we lead into Halloween. So I think people are going to really enjoy that. Yeah.
And I know that is a side passion of yours, so very cool, obviously, as you say, coming up to Halloween. Julio Diaz, my friend, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.